Backwoods Barbies.
Oh, sick, you live in the canyon. How big is your mansion? Yeah. Fresh out of school, now you working and focus on fashion. Pretty girl, and you let go. Got time, but you got goals. Hey, baby, waste your time with me in California. Hey, baby, waste your time.
Hey, guys, it's Carly.
And Elena.
We are back with another episode. Number nine, dude.
Number nine.
So, this week, we have a couple topics we're going to talk about per usual. I do know that we have a fan question or something that they suggested we talk about. Holla. Yeah, if you guys ever have any questions or want us to talk about anything, don't forget. We have a lot of social media outlets that you can message us on. We have our Instagram pages, our Backwood Barbies Instagram page. We also have a YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to it and subscribe to our Apple podcast. You can listen to us on Spotify and a whole bunch of other different platforms. Just ask us and we'll tell you. We're not afraid to get more followers or more listeners. We have had a couple compliments, though, on, first of all, my editing skills. We were going to have Elena's man, Cam, edit all these, but he's in school right now, and I just started messing with it, and I realized, hey, I'm not too bad at it, so I edit the episodes now, and the vlogs. Elena posts them on Anchor. Yeah.
You edit the episodes. We both edit the episodes. It's not just a one-man job.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
I spend like 2 hours a night fucking getting this upload. So fucking dumb.
So, anyway, I was just saying that me and Elena are pretty much doing it all on our own. You know what I mean? We had Cam help us with the intros and stuff, but I feel like we're doing a damn good job, dude. For just starting out of nothing and doing it on our own with no help.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love when people tell me, like, what we need to improve on, though, and what we could do better or how good we are doing. But I don't know. We have a couple things to talk about, like I said. Let's start off with what we did this week. My son got a whole bunch of candy, and there was the fall festival. We let him play and go down the slide. We talked about that last episode. And we tried to paint pumpkins, okay? Like, I wanted to start creating more memories with Axton, and Elena's my best friend, so I'm like, all right, we're going to paint pumpkins, dude. If you guys want to see it, it's on our YouTube channel. I made a little vlog of it. So, I knew Axton's wasn't going to be, like, a masterpiece, okay? Like, he's 2.5.
He had fun doing it, though.
Yeah. It's shit green, guys. It's shit green, okay? But, of course, I told him it was beautiful. Mine sucked. Like I said in the vlog, I tried to make a ghost, and Elena's like, it looks like a sperm.
It does.
With eyes. With eyes. So, that's cool. All in all, Elena's turned out to be the best. Hers said boo, and it turned out to be the best. But, I mean, I guess we made some memories. And then we tried to take pictures, and my son wasn't having it. Not one bit. Like, if he gets his mindset on not doing something, it ain't happening. So, at least we did that, though, and I ordered his Halloween costume. He's going to be Gecko. He loves Paw Patrol, but I'm so tired of looking at it. He's not going to be Paw Patrol for Halloween, dude. I don't give a shit. He can be Gecko. You know what I mean? PJ Mask all day. I'm tired of hearing about Chase to the Case. I'm tired of hearing about Rubble on the Double. So, at least I got that done. Guys, I got a daytime job.
Woo! Oh, sorry.
Elena just screamed really loud and it stopped the recording. Anyway, yeah, I took a little bit of a pay cut. But I'm pretty stoked because it's going to be a badass gig. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be able to have a normal life again.
I know. I'm so excited.
So that's what's kind of been going on this week. Last night, people decided they wanted to get drunk. Elena has a couple things to talk about from her night. My night consisted of my sister and I have kind of like the same best friend, Ashley. She's probably going to get pissed, but you know what? It is what it is. She was a shit show and a half last night, okay? They went to this wine festival. First of all, wine drunk, puke. Okay?
Yeah, that's the worst.
The worst. This bitch looked dead. Whitney sent me a picture on Snapchat, and she looked dead with puke all down her chest, all in her car. She's probably pissed when she woke up this morning. So I was like, look, this girl has helped me out so many times whenever I was fucked up or whenever I was out of my mind or anytime I was a disaster, she was always there. So I'm like, me and Axton were up just chilling at home, and I was like, I'm going to go help her out. She kept wanting me to get closer to her. Like, when she first got out of the car, I'm like, Ashley, you smell like vomit and regret. I cannot get any closer than what I am right now. All in all, I helped her get her ass in the shower and get her life back together. And I let her kid and my kid play for a little bit. But it kind of felt good, though, like, being the one to go help somebody. You know what I mean? Because normally I'm the disaster that's too fucked up to function and needs help. But now I can go help somebody that's in that predicament. You know what I mean? That's pretty cool, especially when it's my best friend, one of them. So how was your night?
A disaster, but not as big of one as hers.
Okay.
I got drunk as fuck because I hate feeling like I'm in awkward situations, and when I'm in awkward situations, I just want to drink if I have the option.
Why'd you go, though, if you don't really know her?
She went to a wedding, guys. I do know her. She was my best friend in high school. She was one of them. Oh. But we hadn't talked in so long, so I got there, and it was just awkward, but it became not awkward. Like,
at least you had Cam with you. Imagine if you went alone.
I know. We were literally sitting alone for a little bit.
Upward.
But I got drunk as fuck, and I thought I was fucked up, and then I got out on the dance floor, and my fucking friend was like, I already took my underwear off, and I was like, okay, at least I'm not that fucked up. I was literally dancing with no fucking underwear on. Like, you okay. Go, girl.
Why, though? Like, she just wanted to air out the queen? Or?
Yeah, she said it wasn't comfortable, so, you know.
She ripped the motherfuckers off. Them off. Take them off, girl, take them off. That's fine by me. I asked Elena what she had to drink. Listen to what her drinks were last night, guys.
Okay, I had 2 vodka and pineapple juices.
Bleh.
A Jack and Coke.
Who the fuck drinks Jack and Coke besides, like, 30-year-old men that come home from a hard day of working in the farm?
Look, my options were very, very limited. She did not have very many options to choose from. They all sounded horrible. And I had Crown and Coke and some other drink that I don't know what it was.
So, Elena doesn't drink very often. So, when she does, she gets drunk. I get drunk. I mean? So, she definitely had a good time last night. Definitely. Yeah. You want to know what I did? Like I said, helped Ashley and chilled at home. Axton had some Roman noodles, ramen. You guys, I want you to let me know. Do you pronounce it Roman or ramen? Send us some DMs on our Instagram. Do whatever you got to do. Let us know how you pronounce that junk, okay? Let us know. Because we don't know how to specify it because she says it one way and I say it another way. I mean, it's just something we want to get cleared up. But let's go ahead and move on to a couple things that we're going to talk about today that we found interesting. First of them being Lil Peep was a rapper. He also just had an album come out, which I find that really creepy when they post albums of rappers that have passed.
He hasn't had an album come out since he's been dead.
He's going to have one coming out, no?
Oh, yeah. Probably.
That's weird. That's weird as shit.
It is weird.
That freaks me out. That's I don't like that. Anyway, he was a rapper, and he passed away from a drug overdose. We don't know what exactly happened, but his mother is filing a lawsuit against, who is she exactly? The First Access Entertainment.
And employees.
Then that we received online following this information. Lil Peep's death from an accidental drug overdose was a terrible tragedy. However, the claim that the First Access Entertainment, any of its employees, or anyone else under the company was somehow responsible for complicit in or contributed to his death is categorically untrue. In fact, we consistently encourage Peep to stop abusing drugs and to distance himself from the negative influence of the drug users and enablers with whom he chose to associate. It is extremely disappointing that Peep's mother would file the meritless lawsuit since he is since she is, I'm sorry, well aware of the numerous efforts made by First Access and Chase Ortega to steer her son away from his concerning lifestyle choices. Unfortunately, in spite of our best efforts, he was an adult who made his own decisions and opted to follow a different, more destructive path. That was from the company giving their statement. At first, they had nothing to say about it. I feel like if a lawsuit was being made against me, I would have something to say about it, but they weren't making any statements about the lawsuit at first, which I found odd. I don't know. See, the entertainment business is fucked because a lot of the shit you read, I mean, it's hard not to believe it, like them buying them off with drugs to make them happy or to go perform because they do get into drugs and they're not able to control themselves or function without said drugs. You know what I mean? So, like, they're able to get their hands on whatever they want. So it's like, here, take these Xanaxes as long as you go do your show is what it's all about with them. So, I don't know. We just were reading up on it, and I listen to Little Peep all the time. It says, Peep's mother said that her son's management allegedly normalized and even encouraged the use of controlled drugs and illegal substances throughout his tour. Her son's tour stopped in London, where his management allegedly gifted the rapper with a full bottle of pills at a restaurant during dinner. From that point on, her son's rapid drug use was continued into his final Come Over When You're Sober tour, during which I find ironic.
Yeah.
This is kind of what I was talking about. It says, during the time on the road, Womack claims that Peep was provided with Xanax, ketamine, and other drugs. Ketamine is very potent, very powerful. Okay, like, why are you giving probably, let's say, 135-pound man a full bottle of Xanax, ketamine, probably some weed? I mean, this is just a death provided as a gift. You know what I mean? Like, it's enabling to the fullest. That is for sure.
For sure.
I don't know. I just... Peep's mom asserts that he was barely able to communicate, let alone perform, during his use of drugs. During his show in Los Angeles, although he was visibly in a comatose-like state, Womack claims that Peep's managers let him perform, and Womack also claims that her son wanted to quit the tour due to the fact that he was physically and mentally exhausted, but they denied his pleas and continued to make him perform while giving him drugs up until his last show in El Paso, Texas, before he was found dead of an overdose in his tour bus. So she's suing these motherfuckers.
I wouldn't blame him. Blame her, I mean.
I mean, this is... She's making a lot of money off his death, unfortunately, but... I do believe that they all have their own choices whenever they're getting high and getting messed up on the road and whatever. But this is so much influence in the entertainment business, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, it just, like Mac Miller, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the same with him. Like, no, his company didn't have anything to do with his death, I don't think. But I feel like his... Somebody knew that he was down, you know what I mean? Or, like, somebody knew that Lil Peep was doing too much. And if you're going to sit there and say that this is your guy and you're representing him and et cetera, I feel like you should be intaking his drug use if you're going to let him get high.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're going to get high, inevitably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just how it goes. But I feel like a lot of deaths... A lot of it's accidental overdoses, and the shit you're getting with your pills laced and everything like that. I mean, just smoke weed and drink, man. You know what I mean? Maybe a little cocaine here and there. No, don't do that. That's illegal. But I don't know. We just found that crazy. I mean, because she's suing him. She doesn't agree with what had happened. She thinks the record label and everybody that was involved with his business they contributed to his death, she feels like. So I don't know. You guys don't know Lil Peep, you guys need to listen to his music. He is a pretty awesome rapper. We're going to move on, though. First of all, did you see Cody Simpson and Miley?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had forgotten who this guy was. I was like, Elena, who is this Cody Simpson dude? I knew that they were both going to move on fast. Liam is more of a private person. You know what I mean? For sure. So we're not going to know what he's doing, unfortunately. Okay. Because... he keeps his shit on the down low, which I don't blame him. But Miley, she's a very public figure, and we're going to know what that bitch is doing. And everybody's talking about this picture of her and Cody. If she's happy, fuck it. You know what I mean?
I don't even care anymore, honestly. She's very strange. She is not the Miley I remember growing up.
How do you remember her growing up?
She was just chill and just not very public, and I don't know. Now she's just freaking weird. And
She's very awkward and strange. But, I mean, that's a lot of the entertainment business for you.
True.
I mean, she's been on TV since, what, like, fucking 9?
I don't know.
How did you feel to that picture? How did you react when you saw it?
I'm not surprised that she's with somebody else. I mean, she'll be with somebody else again in 2 weeks, so.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, time will tell. Only time will tell. Look, if I was her and I was living my best life, check it out. She's my age. She's 26. And she has no kids. She has more money than you and I could ever imagine. I fucking would do whatever the fuck I wanted to. But I would try to keep my shit private, especially if I'm a public figure and if I just got a divorce. By the way, you guys can't see this, but we're vlogging right now, and my eyebrows got tinted today by Elena, and they're on fucking point, guys.
Yeah, so come to me if you want your eyebrow tinted. Okay, bye.
That's a plug. That's a plug right there. That's a plug. So, yeah, we saw that picture, and we had to talk about it for sure. The next thing we're going to talk about, do you guys know Trisha Paytas?
I sure do.
Okay, well, I had a girl at work come up to me and was like, you guys need to talk about Trisha Paytas on your vlog and on your podcast. I said, okay, is she a vlogger? And she's like, yeah, and she's absolutely insane.
She is.
What do you know about her, Elena?
I've been watching her for a while, and she used to date this other YouTuber who's, like, way older than her. And they always had a bunch of drama, and they would post, like, breakup videos every other day, and you would never know if it was, like, for views or if it was real. I don't know. But she's freaking crazy. She, like, airs everybody's business, like her ex.
I heard that she gets shut down a lot, and that she, yeah, I heard that about her.
And she has this secret site you have to pay to be in. It's, like, a bunch of porn and shit, and
I heard that too.
Snapchat, where you have to be 18 or older and pay to see. I can't remember what those are called. But a bunch
premium?
Of people do that. Yeah, that.
Snapchat premium?
Yeah.
What a whore.
Yeah, but now she just came out saying that she's trans. And I guess it's not that she just came out saying that. It's that I guess there's proof from like videos from years ago of her saying that she feels like a man stuck in a woman's body, but she feels more like a drag queen. I don't know. It's really confusing.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I saw her and she looked disformed. She looked like somebody off the hills have eyes. Her lip does this weird, like, I can't explain it. I tried to watch her and I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, she was so back and forth in her videos. Like, and she's all over the internet.
I think she has bipolarness or schizophrenia or something because she's all over the place.
We're diagnosing you, bitch, right here on Backwoods Barbies. something going wrong up in the brain, girl.
There it is.
Or guy. Whatever you want to call yourself. I don't know. You guys need to check her out because she's fucked in the head. Fucked. She was I've never even heard of her, though, so obviously she's not that cool, okay? Because I've never heard of her. But I just have heard so much people talk shit on how she definitely airs out people's dirty laundry. She's like a Perez Hilton, like back
yes,
in the day.
Yes, the female version.
Or whatever.
She says she's using he/she pronouns. She was born a girl. She feels like a man in a drag queen's body, but she's still using he/she pronouns.
What?
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm all for be who you want to be, but don't do the fucking switcheroo every other fucking year. You know what I mean? Like, with the Bruce Jenner thing, turning into Caitlyn. Whatever, dude. If you want to snip off your dick and be a woman, do whatever the fuck you got to do to be happy. You know what I mean? Because I do believe in your brain. I mean, if you're not comfortable in your own body, I believe that can be truly a thing. You know? But don't take advantage of it. You know what I mean? I feel like it's getting so much bigger nowadays because people are getting more acceptable to it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just feel like that's a very touchy subject and people...
It is.
People abuse it.
I feel like it's not a subject for a podcast. I feel like this is a subject you have to keep to yourself, honestly, your opinions.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what she doesn't do. Roasted
for it. A lot of, yeah.
She's been shut down for that stuff, so I... That's all I really knew about her, you know? But let's move on. You guys just need to check her out. We just wanted to talk about that because we find shit like that entertaining. We had a fan, I guess you could say. Because how we talked about moving on from an ex last episode, we are going to talk about how to move on from a friendship. Yeah, we're going to get into that. But first, we're going to take a break and tell you a little bit about our sponsorship. Okay, anyway, we're back. And the friend, like I said, wanted us to talk about moving on from friendships.
This girl's still in high school, so I understand. High school is the worst fucking time.
Oh, fuck.
High school is the worst time.
Poor girl.
I know.
I feel for her. Look, I wasn't really, like, it wasn't, like, emotionally draining for me in high school, but it was just so hit or miss on, like, you had to be it. You know what I mean? Like, you had to stay up with everybody's drama. You had to, you had to be in the right clique. It was just literally. And
looking back on it now, it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, it's like, I don't give a fuck what these guys think.
Yeah.
But, like, if Brittany was mad at you, then that means Susan was mad at you too, and then you couldn't go out and do anything that weekend because the girls are mad at you and you're stuck at home. But if they're all friends with you at that point in time, you have, you know what I mean? Because, like, they were your reliability on having fun in a small town because you don't have a lot of options, guys. There was, like, six of us in my clique in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there was only a couple that stayed ride or die and that never really left my side. But most of them was always back and forth.
Same.
I can't say, though, that I never fist fought any of them. Oh, okay, yeah, one. I fought one. I lost. I mean, I'll admit it. I was too fucked up. I shouldn't have been fighting, and I lost. She wasn't really a friend, though, and we were fighting over a guy. Go fig. But, so friendships in high school, they're fucked anyway. You know what I mean? So, let's hear about how you would suggest on moving on from a friendship. Like, is she for sure that this is even over for good?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Because there have been times I've fought with my best friend in high school. But we made up. We're still friends to this day. It's like, it was just high school shit. Like, I don't know. I think the easiest way to, say, get over this friendship, first of all, you're going to have to figure out if you really don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
Because if you do, then it's all just going to take time. And literally, I know it's so cliche to say, but literally, it just takes fucking time.
I'm just trying to, I paused for a second because this is such a, it's such an up and down subject.
I know.
It's like, it's kind of like when you go through a breakup and you think your whole fucking world's ending. And your mom's looking at you like...
But I will say a friendship breakup is a lot fucking worse than a boy breakup.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
Because your friends usually know all your fucking secrets. You have a shit ton of memories with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. My advice would just be ride out the storm. That sounds stupid as fuck. But I'm going with it, dude, because... I never knew how to handle it. You know what I mean? Like, I always just like, what do I do now? A lot of my time was focused on boys, unfortunately, but I still made great friendships. It's just, like, I still keep in touch with some of those girls to this day, if that tells you anything, if you're listening. I just know that some of them you'll never talk to again.
More than likely.
You'll never see them again.
More than likely.
And if you do, they're going to end up with babies and a husband that they hate, and they're going to be miserable because... First of all, why the friendship end? You know what I mean? Ask yourself that. Is it worth it? And if you do love the girl or guy as a friend, let them know that. I mean, guys probably don't give a shit because guys don't go through the bullshit we do Mm-mm. as females.
They
know?
Fight and get over it.
Yeah, literally, fist fight. But I just ask yourself, is it worth this? Is it worth ending a friendship? And if it is, fuck her and just...
Unfollow her on everything. Ignore her.
Don't feed into the bullshit.
Yeah,
for sure.
Don't start drama.
I don't know. I don't miss that about high school.
Me either.
You know what
I
mean?
It's
like
exhausting.
Like, I got most talkative for senior spotlight, but...
best dress.
I bet you did. I fucking bet you did.
Me and my cousin that's now in prison for drugs.
That's so fucking weird, because me and my cousin got most talkative.
I love him. God bless his soul. He needs some help. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No. But we can just kind of keep that between me and you. We don't need to air that guy out. But best dressed, huh? I fucking bet you did get best dressed. You want to know what I wore in high school?
Sweatpants.
Absolutely. And a hoodie. Like, literally, the day of my graduation, I had a hoodie on and sweatpants and took a picture in the hallway with my friend flipping off the camera because we hated that place so much. I literally got detention on my last day of fucking high school.
I love that.
Where do they do that at?
Robinson, obviously.
Yeah, it's like, what are you guys doing? I'm out of here. This is my last day, and you're going to make me stay here and stare at these walls? Like, this is the fucking worst. But, girl.
Just wait it out, because 9 times out of 10, you guys are going to make up. Literally, just take time, tell her how you feel about the situation. If she's a bitch about it, then that obviously means you guys shouldn't be friends. Fuck that hoe.
Fuck that bitch. No, you guys are young, dude. Everyone's like, I would do high school all over again.
Oh, fuck no. Maybe not date any guys, but that's all I would probably change.
Yeah. That's for sure. I would definitely just try to live my best. I would pay attention in school. Dead
and,
ass.
And join as many clubs and fucking sports teams and shit as you can. Because that's where you're going to make the most memories.
Yeah. I regret not paying attention. I mean, my ADHD limited me enough. I mean, I always got told to stop talking in class because none of that shit interested me.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I
Axon's
mean?
Axon's going to be just like you.
Yeah.
He talks nonstop already and he's only 2.
Yeah, I know. And like, if you're not listening, he's like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, I heard you the first fucking hey. I want chocolate in my sippy. I want chocolate in my sippy.
And he'll say it until
he thinks repeating it's going to make me get up faster. I'm like, look, we can play this game all day. I can zone you out all day and continue watching Desperate Housewives on my phone. But, yeah, he is going to be a lot like me. And I just hope that he handles it better than I did because I regret missing out on a lot of memories, worrying about the bullshit, worrying about guys, worrying about who's mad at me this week.
We sound like our moms. This is the same bullshit our moms told us in high school. Like, you're going to regret not doing this. You're going to regret not doing that.
Well, I regret a lot of things anyway. My list of regrets, unfortunately. Like, I don't regret them, but I was like, I really wish I didn't do that. But they all taught me something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, girl, if you really care about her, go talk to her. Don't be stubborn. Don't be childish. Don't be a drama queen. Just be like, I love you, and I don't want this friendship to end. You know what I mean? But if it's over something big, or even if it's over something stupid and she's acting like a child, if she goes and talks shit behind your back, she's not a true friend to begin with.
True.
You know what I mean? So I would just ride the wave out or just talk to her and be like, yo, is this really how it's going to be? And if it is, I need to know because I want to try and move on and give yourself some time.
Yes.
You know? Don't go out and friend hunt and try to find another best friend.
That's not going to help at all. It's not going to work out. That friendship will be fake.
Yeah, probably. Let's be real. I don't know. Like I said, a lot of my friendships from high school did last, but a lot of them didn't. Like, mm-hmm. I don't talk to any of them anymore. But a lot of it was because of my actions after high school. You know what I mean? Like, I never really got my shit together. I just went more downhill. And they're like, oh, Carly's going to be like this till the day she dies. You know, because I was always the one trying to party and go out and do shit and the center of attention or tried to be. And now that I do have my shit together, I don't really know what all of them are up to because I didn't give a shit whenever I was getting high or, you know what I mean? I didn't care.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I wish I didn't do. I lost touch with everybody and that's my fault. A few of them, like the girl I took care of last night has never left my side. You know what I mean? And it's just... a lot of them distanced themselves from me. I can't blame them for that. Some friendships from high school will last, and some of them, you guys will move on and see each other in passing and be like, hey, how are you? I hope things are good. You know what I mean? And that's just how life is. It's just how life is.
You'll make more friends in college or work or something. And you'll realize that none of this even mattered.
Or your brother's ex-girlfriend. I mean, look at look at me and Elena. We're best friends. You know what I mean? But we're past that. We're past that. And now, look, we're best friends. And my son loves her, and she loves my son most of the time. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, I love my life now, and it's just because you can't control what happens regardless. I mean, you can control your actions, but that's about it. But that's sometimes really fucking hard to do.
It is.
Obviously. Because I sucked at it. Tremendously. I'm getting better, though. But I'm so, so stoked about how life's turning out now. I know that there is a plan for me. So, girl, just keep your head up. Do what you gotta do to get through school. And just go from there, man. There's nothing really you can control besides, like I said, how you act.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless you, girl. High school is rough.
High school is rough.
It is rough. But it's only 4 years out of your life, and you can get through it, girl.
Yeah, it's a young 4 years, too. So you have a lot of life to still live.
Absolutely. So I think that's going to be it for this week's episode. As per usual, if you guys have anything you guys want to talk about or anything that came to your mind from this episode, let us know. And we would be more than happy to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, or, I mean, our opinions and advice may not mean shit to some, but, I mean, we have experience. You know what I mean? We could give you our experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's about all we can do. But if you guys have anything you want to talk about specifically, let us know. Send us a message on our Instagram, which is _backwoodsbarbies_.
And our Twitter is backwoodsbarbies, and the backwoods has no O's.
And our YouTube channel is, of course, backwoods_barbies. And subscribe to that. Subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, and we are on Spotify and other platforms as well if you guys don't have either of those. But those are the two main ones we get listeners on, so we plug those. But make sure that you're subscribing to everything you can subscribe to so you get updates on when we post more shit. But until next week, I think we're going to get off here.
We're wrapping up.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
If you want to waste time, baby, waste your time with me in California. Hey, baby, waste your time with me in California.